The Senate in Belgium last week passed legislation making it the first country to allow euthanasia for children. The country legalized doctor-assisted killing of adult patients in 2002. Human Life International's Director of International Coordination, Joseph Meany, told Charles Collins that in the new case, it is not patients and their families asking for the law, but certain figures in the medical field.
Generally speaking, it was hospitals and doctors who wished to get their general practice sort of sanctioned by the law, because technically they were breaking the law by euthanizing these children, particularly the newborns that were very sick, and they decided they wanted to be able to euthanize them, but there was no way to get informed consent. And they wanted to change the law so that they could just get that from the parents. But of course, it wasn't legal, so then they tried to, and now they've succeeded in passing that.
You say this is to sanction practices. Were doctors actually asking parents for consent, or was it something they were doing on their own?
You know, it was frequently happening in the hospitals. And one of the terrible things about euthanasia, as the practice gets into place, there's a certain callousness that seems to come in. And healthcare personnel determine for themselves who should live or who should die. And then they decide, well, this person really is not going to have a good quality of life, or they don't have the requisite qualities for life, and so we should be committing euthanasia. And then the doctors then seek for ways to have that happen. So either putting pressure on the parents or sometimes even doing it in secret.